Blog Talk Radio.
Name as the God you sing. To end the long life, you still have death. The claim as the good is unlikely. To name the love of this inheritance. Throughout the world, you had
there come a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, time to lend a hand to us, the greatest gift of all.
We're talking about a divine word. If God said you heal, you heal. And if you got the blood of Jesus in you, you already healed from cancer, cataract, tumor. Well, you healed. Don't forget, you can go to my website. That's thefeedofabrahamjoseph.com. Or else you can write me at Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. If you want to write. I had seven people. I had people in our revival to write seven things that you want God to do for you. I don't know, Mary, you got yours in. I don't know, Sheila, you got yours in. Pearl, you got yours in. Write the letter, put seven things that you want God to do now. You have not, because you ask not. Tonight, I want to talk about divine word. Let me break it down. Divine talk. And what that really means, I want to say that, Jerry, that really means that if God said, I got to believe it, God said it's already done. And some of us, we go to church each and every Sunday, Brother White, but they don't know the word of God. They don't even know it's scripture to be healed. It's scripture in there to run your enemy's way. It's scripture to stop the police from shooting. When the police see you, he's going to go the other way. It's scripture in the book for you to master all that evil. Now, I want to focus tonight, Mary, on divine word. And the reason I'm saying that, Brother White, you have not because you ask not. Have you asked God to heal your body? Have you asked God to let your finance come up? Have you asked God to show you your enemies? Right now, we're going through witchcraft, warlockism, homosexualism. I want to say this. Romans 1 and 26 is our turn over to a reprobate mind. The real that was unseen. That's in Romans. People have lived a lie. They accept a lie. Now, when we talk about the LGBT community, not in the book. How you going to get robbers? Men going with men, women going with women, and them that molest little kids and all the other evil stuff that they do and want to justify, get mad if you don't say they're right. The divine word said man and woman. And Solomon said man and woman. So what we're going through now, a period of rebellion, a spirit of disrespecting God. Okay, that's what's going on. So I just want you to know tonight, divine talk, that means that you got to tell God what you want, the divine word. The divine word will come from God. If God said you healed tonight, if God said read the book of Proverbs, read the book of Daniel, read the book of David, you have to do what God said. We have, Brother White, turned our back from God, and we run into the hospital to get some for high blood pressure, some for low blood. We're taking Viagra to get the penis up, taking Viagra to keep the woman warm. They have strayed away from God. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Because you got a job, you making $200,000 a year, don't mean nothing. We have to obey the wisdom of God. We have to understand Solomon was a prophet, and he was bringing some truth. But nowadays, fake news. nowadays, raping and killing is the order of the day, because that ain't God. I'm going to go down here where I'm at right here. Don't forget, if you, I want to tell you this here. So you said, Bishop, I want to plant a seed. Go to cash out, hit the money sign, hit the Bishop, team, three teams, and it goes directly. Brother White, I got
yes,
you on there. Brother White, I want to tell you this when you come on. I was talking before I come on there, I was talking to a lady, and she was saying that there's so much evil going on that even your family members trying to get your wife and the husband fighting each other. Why? Because it's so much evil. I want to tell you this, I'm bringing it to wife. Babies, little babies are having heart trouble right now. Little babies can't breathe. They're setting up, in Chicago, they're setting up a field house. And this is, I mean, 3-month-old baby, they can't breathe. So it's something in the atmosphere. You got to speak God and the wisdom of God in the atmosphere to clear up what's going on. Brother, what you on?
All right. I want to say good evening to everybody. Can you, first of all, can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right. Well, the first thing I want to do tonight is this.
Kind of raise it up a little, your volume up a little higher.
To raise my voice a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, your phone got to be up a little bit. We can hear you, but I want everybody to hear you.
All right, hold on. Let me. I want them to hear me, too, because
we can hear you,
tonight,
but I want you to hear a little clear. Now, but Mr. White is turning his phone up, putting it on speaker, where y'all can hear. And you know the wisdom of God is the word of God. And the reason so many people are sick, they're not speaking healing. It's that we are the body of Christ. If we the body of Christ, that means that you got anointed body. God told Moses, take your shoes off because the ground, the ground is holy. What God was doing to Moses, he was giving him the power of wisdom and of him. Okay, Brother White, you on? I don't hear him at all now. Brother White. I guess he's working on his phone. As Brother White comes, what we're talking about, wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And so many people have strayed away from God that they lost. Your children, your husband, your wife, your sister. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear about wisdom. They don't want to know that you connected with God. A divine word is speak it. You know, Prophet Johnson said that in all thy ways, let me say it again, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. But first, you got to acknowledge God, not the money, not the bank, not the car, not the, you said, God gave me this, and I know you ain't going to let it be taken away from me. If the devil give you something, take it back. The devil, the Indian give it. But when God gives you something, it stays. Brought you on. I don't know what happened to his phone. I guess you'll call back. But one of the things is that God will open up that door for you. Let me see. Hold on. You see where I'm at? Right here. Now, Brother White.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, do you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right. Well,
I was just
can you hear me well?
Say something.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, yeah. I was saying this before you was looking at your phone, that a divine word from God will save your life, will save other lives. And when he gives you wisdom, it's coming from him. When he gives you joy, it comes from him. But what I want to tell you, Brother White, what's going on in the world today? I just read where you can go, and you got a child, you got a young child. You go and they'll go surgery and make him a woman. They take a little boy and make him a woman. Take a little girl and make a man. They got a hot cook for that. This is wicked stuff. This is not the wisdom of God. Go ahead on, Brother White. Now his phone dropped. I guess he'll come back. His phone dropped on us. But what I'm saying to you tonight, you've got to be able in 2022-23 to make up. Brother White just got back on. His phone keeps dropping. Okay, Brother White.
I'm getting cut off, but let me go ahead and get started, okay?
Go ahead on.
All right, now, well, brothers and sisters, how's everybody? Hopefully you're doing okay. Tonight, I want to, the first thing I want to do is I want to do what God tells us to do in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, what I learned is when I found out about wisdom, I learned that I couldn't do that. God had to do that for me. When he gave me the witty invention, the witty invention is also known as hearing and understanding strategy from God by his request. The other name for it, the major name for it, is wisdom from God by his request. By his outcome, by his request, by his command, and by his outcome. Now, this is what I want you to know before I have you repeat this. The request is by God from Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. The request to do the command to do the request is by Jesus. John chapter 13, verse 34 is the first verse. John chapter 14, verse 26.
Read it.
I'm going to read it for him, but I just want to know where it's coming from before I read it.
Okay.
To let them know, because the people down here, they were so ignorant down here that they were saying that I was trying to put them, the preachers were telling them that I was trying to put their parishioners under the law. But I want to make sure that everybody who hear me tonight understands that the command, the request is by God, 2-1, but the command to do the request is by Jesus. That was John 14:26, John 13:34, and Romans 13:10. And then we come back to the outcome, which is 2:2. Now, let me read this. And if you can, I'll read it so that you can repeat it, so that you, because whatever, what this wisdom invention says, it begins with you the very first time that you speak it. God knows that you don't know it all, but once you speak this, he realizes that your heart comes to the realization that you want to walk with him and you want him to guide you. And that's exactly what he's going to do, brothers and sisters. I would not lie to you. That's what he's done to me. I could not believe. You ain't going to believe the things that's going to happen to you when you do this. Okay,
amen.
The request we do. The first thing is, he says, Proverbs 2:1, he says, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with you. I want you to understand, he's calling you a son. Now, you can ask him for yourself. Why is he calling you a son if you want to, if you want to do that? I'm telling you what I did. And I'm just telling you, you can follow the things I did so that you can find out what I found out. Okay, now, so I told him, I said, well, Father, your word says, trust in you with all my heart. I should not take it upon myself to try to find the scriptures that you want me to say. I want you to give them to me. Okay, to receive his word, this is what he gave me, John 14:26. It says, the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he will teach me all things and bring all things to my remembrance whatsoever the Father or the Son, Jesus, has said unto me. Now, you cannot find a scripture in the Bible that is a better answer to receiving his word than John 14:26, because not only is he going to teach you the word, he's going to bring it back to you, just like he's bringing it back to me to prove to you that you know it. Now, okay, to receive his word and hide his commandments with you. The news, it says, John 13:34. This is Jesus again. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Again, you're not going to find a scripture in the Bible that better answers receiving his commandment than John 13:34. Now, I did not know that Jesus, whatever Jesus said, it needed a confirmation. But he gave me a confirmation for John 13:34, which is Romans 13:10. Love worketh no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, if you go to Romans 13 and you read it, you will see that that particular scripture covers everything in the Old Testament about the law. Read it for yourself. Now, but I'm going to make this available on the internet so that you can get everything that I'm going to be saying to you. Now, here's the outcome. Outcome is Proverbs 2:2. So that thou will incline thy ears unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. Now,
right,
to really truly understand what that scripture is saying, you have to know what wisdom is, and you have to know what understanding is. God told me what wisdom is. I kept asking him, where can I find out what wisdom really is? So he brought to me the scripture, Proverbs 1:7, where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Then the next scripture he brought to me to get me to understand what wisdom is Proverbs 9:10, where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So it took me a while to understand, to get what wisdom was and what knowledge is. But I finally moved on to the Proverbs, I think it's 2:2, where it says, God give wisdom out of his mouth. Then it hit me then that if two things are equal to the same thing, then they're equal to each other. So when he told me that God give wisdom out of his mouth, I knew that the words that are in the Bible are words that were written by him through other people. So the word of God is knowledge written in the Bible. What those words say is wisdom. So they're both equal to God. And understanding is what you get when you speak words of wisdom. Now, I moved on from there. Like I said, I went to, when you go to, you have to go back to that, those same scriptures, where he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, then that concludes itself, that knowledge is the word and wisdom is what the word says. That's why the two are equal. But now the end result of both of those, the B part of both of those, the B part of Proverbs 2:1-7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So I asked God, because I didn't know what at that particular time when I first read them, I asked him, this was before I found out what wisdom is. I asked him, was I a fool because I didn't know what wisdom is and I didn't know what knowledge is? Now, he never gave me an answer to that. And the reason he didn't give me an answer, he revealed to me later. When I asked him, he said he knew that I didn't want to be a fool. So he couldn't call me a fool if I didn't want to be a fool, because he knew that by me saying I didn't want to, by me not wanting to be a fool, I saw myself as not being a fool. And about the understanding, he told me the same thing. But I later learned that you have to learn these things for yourself. So when I found out wisdom, then I wanted to know what understanding is. So he told me, I finally found out what understanding is when I went to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. It says, "Hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender, and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let my heart retain his words, keep his commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Now, I want to move on. I'll go back to Proverbs 2:2. "So that thou wilt incline thy ear unto wisdom," that's incline your ear to what God said, "and apply your heart to his understanding." Now, you don't have to do that. From this point on, if you say what I just said about the wisdom invention, he's going to do that for you. He once you speak with the invention, he's going to do everything for you. He's going to bring his word to you, the word that you need for your problem. He's going to bring the wisdom invention back to you. But you got to remember, you got to read it for a while so that you can remember it. And I'm going to make it available to you so that you can get it. But once you get this wit invention, you start reading it, then from the point that you read it, everything, you are protected from somebody shooting you down on the street, from the police from shooting you down on the street. Now, what I'm getting ready to say right now, the next thing I'm going to say, you don't have to accept my word for this. But, I mean, I'm not saying don't accept it, but I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what God told me. He told me, let me just say this, though. Okay, he said the one thing that people need to do is to purpose to him for things for these awful things that are going on in the world not to happen to them. And he said they purpose for everything except their lives and purpose them to him. So he gave me Luke 6:38, which says, "Give, and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to my bosom. For with the same measure I meet with all," he said, "it's going to be measured back to me again." And he revealed to me and told me, he said, "Now you listen to me good." He said, "You can't read this and think that ain't nothing going to happen to you if you don't tend to, if I don't make it to you or get into you to do what I ask you to do. Because I'm going to request these things that you're doing." And he told me, he said, he's not a robot God. He said, if I give him my life through this scripture, then I have to obey him. But he's not going to use me as a robot. He's still going to allow me to choose and not choose by his request what I should do and what I should not do. And then he revealed to me that he is the one. When you speak Luke 6:38, you are speaking Luke 6:38 as his son, our wisdom, which is in Proverbs 8:12, where it says, "Our wisdom dwell with knowledge, and dwell in knowledge and give knowledge for with invention." Then he told me, he said, "You must graduate." He said, "When you first chose Jesus as your Lord and Savior," he said, "you were a babe in Christ." And the script, the still small voice was the voice that you heard. You later grew up and became an adult, And as you grew up, you learn about the inner man. The inner man is the man that you become once you chose Jesus as Lord of your life. And that's given to you in Ezekiel 36, chapter 26, and chapter 27. 26 is where he says he takes his old heart out of you and he puts a brand new heart in you. The reason he does that is because he lives in the Holy of Holies. So in you, your heart is the Holy of Holies. Now, the new spirit that he puts in you is a combination, a twined combination of you and God. So you are, now you have to meditate on Proverbs chapter 8:12 to find out if you are our wisdom. You don't have to take my word for it. Matter of fact, I don't want you to take my word for anything. I want you to check everything in the Bible. Memorize Proverbs, John chapter 14, verse 26. That's the Holy Spirit who's going to teach you everything, and he's going to make sure that you understand the things that I'm saying to you are correct. Now, once you speak the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, who has known the word of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, a lot of people don't understand that they have the mind of Christ. Philippians 3:3 says, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Jesus thought that Jesus didn't think it was robbery to say he was equal to God, because he's in the image. He found out that he was in the image of God. Now, we are in the image of Jesus Christ. He went to the cross as a mind, as a man, for us to forgive, to be forgiven for all of our sins. So if you accept that Jesus looked like you and that he went to the cross as a man for you, then we are in the image of Jesus. So if Jesus is in the image of God, and we are in the image of him, and he thought it's not robbery to be equal with God, and before he left the earth, told us in John 14, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And if you read chapter 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7-11, he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure we have in earthen vessels is in the heart. That's the treasure we have, where our wisdom, I and Jesus live, and the Holy Spirit also live with us. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, but not in distress, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in this mortal body.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, but we just don't know it. But see, I found all of this out through my illness, with my heart and with my knees. God has put it, when you speak this weird invention that you're going to get, you're going to understand that he brings everything to a reality in you. All things are possible to him that believeth. Well, I don't know about you, but all the time I didn't really accept that, because there were some things the devil brought to me that I didn't jump on them and say, well, I know that this is true. But once you start reading this with an invention, and God, and you become our wisdom, the Son of God, and you read scriptures like Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, where it says, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. The 8th verse says, everyone that asks, receive it. Them that knock, the door is open. And those that seek it, he don't say they might find. He says they shall find. And then if you go on up to 7 and 11, He says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more shall the Holy Spirit how much more shall God give to those give to his children if we are evil and we know how to give good to our children? So once you start seeing these particular scriptures, then you realize that we should not be in control of our lives. We should allow God to bring to us everything that we need to bring to us, as he was doing before, telling us when we sin, we shouldn't be sinning, and if we commit adultery, we shouldn't be committing adultery, or whoremongering, we shouldn't be whoremongering. And we know that we got him in us, because he's proved that he got him in us. Because if you look at Romans 9:1, he says, in other words, your conscience is a witness to you that God is in you. Because he says the voice that is speaking to you in Romans 9:1 is the consciousness of your heart. So we know that we have God in us, but we have not put God in charge of our lives. Once we put him in charge of our lives, he will take over and he will bring these things to you. The other thing that I want you to understand is that God wants you to work for him. This is a strategy that God has given me, and I'm not saying that he is not giving it to any other person, but I have never heard of this before. And he gave me the understanding to get it copyrighted. So I got this copyrighted with the United States Patent Office, so that anybody can't just use it and make money with it, because once you find out what this is all about, you're going to really want to work for God, because the thing that this strategy takes care of is like cancer. And let me give you a rundown on that. Okay, the wind invention is the surety of God's faith, which is his word. In other words, he says that the outcome of the wind invention is that if you speak Luke 6:38, ain't nobody going to be able to shoot you down. And ain't nobody going to be able to do anything to you that you wouldn't do to somebody else. And God's going to reveal to you. Go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead.
Well, you got all the facts where he can have them.
Yes, sir. I got them all. I'm
lost. Go ahead on, Brother White.
Okay. And see, he gonna reveal. See, the thing I love so much about this is that he gonna back me up. He got my back with this. He gonna prove to you that what I done told you, he told me. And he told me to tell you. He don't have no respect for person. What he tell me, he gonna tell you. But a lot of people want to bag away from it when I tell them what I'm getting ready to tell you now. He told me if anybody try to kill me, the police or any other person try to kill me, and if they insist on killing me, he said they gonna kill themselves before they kill me. But what I'm gonna say after that is that if the prophet tell you something and you find out that it don't come to truth, then he ain't no prophet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to know that. So, but now let me get to the prosperity part of this, which is a surety. The prosperity part he gave me, for the prosperity part of it, for money and prosperity, is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. Write it down. It says a gift, and that's what this weird invention is as a precious stone to him that keeps his eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. The developmental part of it for the human is Proverbs 16:3. He says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now let me get back to counsel. All right, this is what he gave me for counsel. The wind invention is what you're going to speak on a daily basis, or if you want to listen to the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, verse 26, he'll bring back to you what you should speak when you should speak it. So you can obey him, or whatever you think of it, it come to mind, you can speak it. Okay, he gave me The word invention is going to make sure these scriptures that I give you right now, it's going to make sure that they work.
That's right.
The first scripture he gave me was Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe it, the things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, I'm certain that many of you have seen that scripture, and some kind of way, doubt came up in your mind as to whether this could actually be true with you. Now, one of the drawbacks for human beings, not for God now, for human beings, don't say I'm thinking this. Do not quote me as saying that I'm saying that scripture something in that scripture is a drawback for God, but because it's really not. But a drawback for humans is that most of the humans you talk to, they don't know what doubting in the heart is. And the reason I say that is because I talk to a lot of people, and almost everybody I talk to, they don't know what doubting in the heart is.
No.
So if you don't know what it is, then you can end up doing it and not knowing that you're doing it. And if you doubt in the heart, Mark 11:23 ain't gonna work for you.
That's
because
right.
doubt, the scripture tell you, if you doubt or speak unbelief, you're going to do without. But the witty invention erases your doubt in Mark 11:23. So you can speak it, because then you ain't going to doubt, because see, he gonna make sure that Mark 11:23 worked for you.
Well,
so you
the word's going to work.
That's the wisdom walk. It's all God. And what I'm telling you is you're walking with God. This is a wisdom walk. And one of what's on my mind, when you find wisdom, you find long life.
That's right.
When you find wisdom, you walk just with your children, they ain't going to be shot up in no school. If you got somebody that's on drugs, opiate addiction, I've had them down here, they've been evicted of opiate addiction. Hello. Never heard of anything. Somebody said they were evicted. Opiate spirit was evicted out of him. He wasn't asked to leave. He was thrown out. Amen. All right, let me move on.
Word from God.
Look, God told me, he said, ain't no way for his word to fail.
That's right.
When I wisdom, there ain't no way for his word to fail, because it's his word, his son, being spoke back to him. He said his word will not return unto him void. That's what he means.
Right.
He means that you got our wisdom in you. So when you speak his word, our wisdom is relaying his word to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is relaying his word to him. The answer is coming back the same way. The Holy Spirit, our wisdom, and then last to the soul man. And it ain't gonna come, it ain't gonna return void. All right, let me move on. Now, so Mark 11:23 was the first one. The next one he gave me was Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, Holy Spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge my conscience from dead works? That's the consciousness of my soul, that's my mind, and the consciousness of my flesh, which is the house. The devil can't get into the consciousness of my spirit, because the consciousness of my spirit is the one that guides the consciousness of the I wisdom, and the consciousness of soul man. That's the one who goes along once you let the mind of Christ occupy the mind of the soul. It tells you, and when you're doing wrong, don't do it before you still do wrong. It tells you not to do wrong while you're doing wrong. And after you're doing wrong, it tells you you should repent for it. Amen.
That's now, the divine word from God.
It's divine wisdom. I'm telling you what it is. This is a wisdom walk I'm talking about. Now, also, in that scripture, he tells you that he's going to put Satan at rest from talking to you through your flesh and through your mind. That's what that scripture does. And he's going to make sure that he don't do it. The other thing that he's going to tell you out of that scripture is that you have the mind, you have the blood of Christ in your heart.
That's right.
Now you tell me, can the DNA or the RNA cancer work in the blood of Jesus? You answer that. I'm not gonna answer for you. You answer for yourself. Because see, everybody don't believe the same thing. So for me,
right.
He done proved to me that it ain't gonna work.
He's a healer.
Cancer can't work in me. Ebola can't work in me.
The way that works,
Parkinson's disease can't work in me. Dementia can't work in me. Hello. See, some people are afraid to say these things that I'm saying. Because that mess can't work in me. The reason it can't work in me, because I got the Holy of Holies in me. Where Jesus, God, and me live. And every drop of my blood that flows through my body goes through my heart.
Amen.
So it's got to have, the outcome of that is that the blood of Jesus got to be in my blood that circulates through my body, that goes to every cell of my body. So these things that Satan got people saying that they have, that's unbelief. And
so
doubt.
Really got it.
So if you doubt, God say you're going to do without. So you're still in God's word. But you ain't gonna get no healing. But see, if you start confessing what I'm telling you to confess, based on what his word says, you ain't gonna have this mess coming to you. All right, let me move on. The third one for cancer is Hebrews 4:12. See, you don't want nothing messing around. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even unto the dividing partition of your soul and your spirit, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. Now,
that's
when
right.
You're talking about discerning, that means that God's word is so powerful that it discerns every word that you say. In other words,
right.
you cannot speak a word out of your mouth that does not come out of your heart. Now, there are seven pillars of wisdom. The first pillar is prudence. That's what our wisdom in your heart live with. That's why Proverbs 8:12 says, our wisdom dwell with prudence and give knowledge for with invention. See, our wisdom gave me knowledge, gave the soul man, me, Clive Whiting, knowledge for the wit and invention to write. The second pillar is knowledge and discretion. Knowledge and discretion is given to you discern in you what words you say, what words you speak out of your mouth. Because before you speak them, these words, your thoughts are discerned in the heart. So before they even reach your mouth or your mind, they're given to you. Scripture that kind of go along with that is Proverbs 1:2, where it says, God gives knowledge, God gives wisdom and instruction and precedes every word of understanding.
Amen.
See, if God is understanding, that's what you get when you speak wisdom. Then every word in the Bible is God, is equal to God. So the difference between receiving and perceiving, you receive with the five senses. You perceive in a man or the I wisdom man, and he reveals it to the soul man. So God can, the devil can interfere with what you receive from God.
God can.
But he cannot interfere with what you perceive from God, because it comes by way of the I wisdom man to the soul man, not from the sense organs of man to the soul man, but from the spirit of man, which is sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Satan can't deal with
that. That means that when they pray and they ask God to heal them, God will heal them, but they got to use the divine word of God, right?
Exactly right. Absolutely. You cannot be fooling with that garbage that Satan tell you about. Well, ask God, will you please heal me? Now listen to me, folks. I'm not criticizing anybody now, because judgment is also has been. I ain't offended with the wind invention. With the seven pillars either. I got the knowledge and discretion. But let me go ahead and finish with that. Okay, the third one is fear of the Lord. You see, Proverbs 1:7 say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, if you don't know what wisdom is, and if you don't know what the instructions are, then you don't fear God.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying? If you don't know what understanding is equal to God, then you don't feel God. See, we're not talking about being scared. We're talking about obeying like you would if a man had a gun on you. What he tell you to do, you do it.
Right.
If you didn't do it, you'd be trying. You'd be trying to get him some money if you didn't have it. So, fear of the Lord. So you know these things start in 8:12. I think they go to 13 or 14. But okay, that's number three. Fear of the Lord. Number four is the counsel of God. You need God's counsel for everything that God got an answer for every situation that could come up in your life.
Right.
That's why he said, trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He's telling you there that he's understanding.
That's right.
He don't want you to lean to your understanding, but lean to his understanding. Now, that's the fourth. The fifth pillar is special counsel. Special counsel is defined in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 3, where it says, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. You got to get into that so you find out what all those things mean. We're not supposed to judge one another. We can judge each other through God. Luke 6:38 is a good judgment that you put on yourself and other people too. For judging, you can say you can send your word and judge people through Luke 6:38. You see, you find them doing things to people that they wouldn't do to them, and you say, Father, I live by Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall things come to me from you. For whatever measure I meet with all, I'm giving myself to you. It shall be measured back to me. John did such and such a thing. I decree Luke 6:38 through you to him through you. He did what he did. So I ask that you let I decree Luke 6:38 upon his head. I decree Luke 6:38 upon these people that's been killing black folks. Just watch and see. Don't things come down on them. They gonna come down on him. His word ain't gonna fail. I did it for Putin, and a couple of days after I did it for Putin, they announced that Putin had cancer. Hey,
well, that's what they said.
And if you think I'm lying to you people, I want you to try these things, and so that you can see that hey, look, you if you speak this with invention, you protected from all this mess tonight. Now, the sixth pillar is understanding. Understanding is God. That's all it is to that. There ain't no other understanding I deal with except God. If it ain't
Amen.
In the Bible, I don't want it. I don't need it. I can't have it because it ain't for me. I don't care who says it. And I'm telling you right now, the things that are going on today in the earth, I ain't heard no preacher, no prophet, no evangelist, no teacher to say anything about coronavirus being with God, God dealing with it. I have not heard that. Now maybe I'm wrong because I don't hear. I'm not wrong about not in here, but maybe I just have not heard it. But I ain't heard it, and I really have not heard. I heard a lot of things about God can heal cancer, but I haven't heard anything that He gave me.
Amen. That right now his virus hit a little bitty kid. I've seen it on the news this evening. But some people got to declare healing, and they got to know that the divine God, like you said, the divine word, and they got to obey. Obey wisdom. Obey knowledge.
Bishop.
Bishop broke away from that.
These people making me I don't know, man. They're making me, I don't know what to say, they're making me down here. I've been trying to get the witty invention in the school. It will correct every problem, mind problem, because, I have not discussed all the things. That I just discovered the kind of like the surface of this thing. This witty invention gave me the mind of Christ. Now, how can opiate addiction live in the mind of somebody that's with Christ, that's got Jesus' mind?
Okay.
How can you be mentally ill if you got, how can you have dementia, Parkinson's disease, if you got the mind of Christ?
That's right.
And if you got Parkinson's disease and you speak the witty invention and the mind of Christ coming to you, how can Parkinson's disease remain there? Man, this is an awesome. This is an awesome thing that God done give me. And I'm not saying it just because he gave it to me, because I start questioning him, why did he give it to me? What did I do to deserve this? And he realized, he told me, you don't deserve things to him. Jesus went to the cross for all of us. Went to the cross for all of us.
What?
He said, when you turn to him, he going to turn to you.
That's right.
And that's exactly what he did. When I turned to him, when I asked him, how, I said, I've been trying to trust in you with all my heart. How do I do this? And he told me, he said, you can't. He said, I have to do this for you. And I say, please do it for me.
Oh, so many people need help.
Listen to me, Bishop. I'm telling you, and see, I got sick, and he kind of like treated me like Job. He reminded me of what Job was going through.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he said, just because I'm a Christian don't mean that I won't go through anything. But
right.
if I put him first, I'll come through with fine colors. And the one thing is getting late here. The one thing that I want to leave with the people tonight is that when you find wisdom, you find long life, brothers and sisters. And you have found wisdom tonight. So
Amen.
You got long life. And until you let God work, God going to work out everything for you. But we're going to let you know real soon. I'm working on my website now where you can get everything.
That's right. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Brother White.
I love you. I love you.